Last weekend in Philadelphia, a group of storytellers told tales about the song that changed their lives. The performances in an old city bar were part of a story slam event called the Soundtrack Series. WHYY's Peter Crimmins caught up with one of the storytellers, John Charles, whose life-changing song was the theme for the video game, The Legend of Zelda.
So I want to ask you how old you were and what kind of games you were playing on the Nintendo when you were that age.
How old was I? I don't know. When Nintendo came out, I was probably 8 or 9. So I was playing the same things everybody else was playing. It was like, you know, Duck Hunt and Hogan's Alley with the gun. And I had, Super Mario Brothers.
So... what were the other ones? Excitebike was the jam. And what else was big? And then I had, like, I feel like Ghosts and Goblins was, like, an early one, too. That anyway, and then The Legend of Zelda came out. Had no idea what it was. Kids at school seemed excited. Sure, so I was excited. You know why? Because I'm a fat kid and I want to fit in. Back off. So...
What set apart Legend of Zelda from... I have to admit, I've never actually played it.
It's fun.
But the game was sort of a different nature than your other games?
It seemed to be. In school and stuff, I had played, like, computer games that were these, like, sort of text-based... deep adventure games, you know, like all that will come up on the screen is text, and it says you walk into a cave, there's a wizard and a stick and a hole in the ground, and then you have to figure out what to do. And like that always seemed very deep because there wasn't much given to you. It was kind of like reading a book.
And I remember hitting start, entering my name, which by the way was so unorthodox back then. I was like, why do I have to put my name in? This is really creepy. And the first screen comes up, and I remember this so clearly, so clearly. There's nothing on the first screen. There's some trees and some rocks and a cave. And I literally remember sitting there doing nothing for about 30 seconds, expecting something to attack me, something to come on the screen, some kind of text, nothing.
You know, there were secrets and things to find, and those games back in the day, there were no strategy guides and stuff you could buy. Like, you had to figure this stuff out. And people at school would be in different stages of figuring it out. And it just felt bigger and more important somehow.
I have a true love as an adult for immersive experiences. I love the fact that television has gone that direction, and we now have all these like amazing cable shows, and like Lost tried to do it. And it's amazing to me that as a 10-year-old fat kid in his basement playing The Legend of Zelda, the idea that something big and vast that I could get involved in unfolded in front of me, and 27 years later, that has blown up. And so many experiences that we have, electronic and otherwise, are built around creating universes and creating worlds that we can jump in and be a part of. For God's sakes, The Sims is still around.
After growing up with Zelda, you studied acting at University of the Arts.
I did, yeah.
And now you are the house manager of the Merriam Theater across the street.
Yeah,
the general
manager, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Across the street from the University of the Arts.
Yep.
You have a professional life in theater.
I do.
Did your experience with Zelda impact your life?
Absolutely. Zelda's the one we're talking about. There were others. You know, the other thing about Zelda is it's not necessarily all the time about winning it. There's lots of stuff to figure out just by wandering around. My love of things you can genuinely get lost in led me to my love of theater, my love of art, and my desire to somehow be involved in helping other people do that. Yeah, it all started back then, and I think the key to it all is a willingness to let that happen. You have to bring, it's like anything else, it's like an educational pursuit, it's like a business pursuit. You're going to get out what you bring to it. Jump in with both feet and allow yourself to sort of experience something, you're going to get more out of it.
I'm speaking with John Charles. He's the general manager of the Merriam Theater and a great fan of The Legend of Zelda. Thanks so much.
Thank you.